will call to order our regular scheduled city council meeting on Monday, October 21st of 2024 at approximately 7:03 p.m. Cindy will round that off. Mm-hmm. Make it look 7 o'clock. Councilman Matney, Councilwoman King, Councilman Craven, Councilman Reynolds are present, along with myself, the mayor, and our city attorney, Mr. Daniel Hughes, our city administrator, Ms. Seth Duncan, clerk to council, city clerk, jack of all trade, keeping us all straight, Ms. Miller. Appreciate her being here, and various department heads, along with our audience, Ms. Joanne Chandler, and I'm sorry I didn't get your name earlier. Appreciate you being here. Thank you, sir. Which goes by saying, let the record reflect, Mr. Allgood and Mr. Stenbeck are not present at this time. So, thank you. So, again, thank you for being here. Our next item on the agenda will be our invocation, our pledge of allegiance, and I believe that's Councilman Reynolds.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If you'll bow with me. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come together as a team to do the city business. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. I pray that you will help us to be better servants than we are leaders in this world. And I pray that you will help us to have clarity and tough decisions and just the courage to follow your voice in those. And thank you for the many blessings that you give us, both as a community and personally. Just thank you for the relative safety that our city had during the past storms, both with our personnel and homes. We just pray for those who are still either without power or struggling from that cleanup. And just thankful for how you were, showed your grace, even in the challenging time, Father. Lastly, pray for our firefighters, our frontline folks, our police officers, and just grateful for their service, grateful for how they serve our community, and just pray that you always keep them safe, and just thankful for their families and how the sacrifices that are made to serve our community. Pray for our national leaders, pray for our military, and lastly, pray for this upcoming election, Father. I just pray that you'll help us all to have clarity and remember that those with different letters and center names are still people and just made in your image, and just grateful for this community. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Stand for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, let the record reflect, Mr. Councilman Frank Allgood has joined us via Zoom. So appreciate him being here with us. Okay. Next item on our agenda, proclamation presentations. We have none that I'm aware of. And next item, read approval of minutes, City Council meeting of September 16th, 2024, as well as a special call City Council meeting October 7th, 2024. The minutes have been in your packet. Any notated changes or adjustments, or what's Council's pleasure on the minutes?
Move for approval.
For motion to approve as submitted by Mr. Reynolds is our second.
Second
for Mr. Craven. Any discussion adjustments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the two council meetings as stated, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, aye. Like sign. Sorry, I'm going to slow down a little bit. Thank you, Mr. Allgood. So, both are approved 6-0. Thank you. I will slow down. Next item on our agenda, public comment. Is no one signed up locally?
Mr. Mayor, we have a representative here from Frontier Communications tonight, so we missed the sign up, but
great.
He just wanted to introduce himself and tell them a little bit about what they're doing.
I think he was invited to the last council.
He was, yes, sir.
Appreciate you being here. Thanks, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, hit it so it goes green.
Hey.
Thanks, Dave.
My name is Daniel Watkins. I'm the Director of Engineering and Construction for Outside Plant Frontier Communications in the Southeast region. And there's some questions. We're working through a franchise agreement with you guys. We hopefully have done this week. We just got it back from you guys today, and it's getting the signatures and coming back this way now that everybody's agreed there. We have a very, very small footprint in the city of Malden. It's really about three neighborhoods. That is all over here. I mean, I'd love to be able to build the entire city of Malden, but it's just not part of our footprint as the incumbent telco in this area. So I should answer any questions. I know that the last time, probably wasn't even Frontier when it was built, was between 1976 and 1986 when the copper in that area was installed. And so it makes sense that you guys might wonder who Frontier is, being the name probably changed at least once since that was installed. So I'm just here to answer any questions and kind of tell you how we do it and what we're up to.
Any questions for Daniel? Karen, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you being in the city, even though it's a small footprint.
I mean, we're building all of Simpsonville and stuff right now, so we'll have fiber to all the homes in Simpsonville over the next 8 months or so.
We won't hold that against you.
And then, just so you guys know, when we do come here, though, so obviously all the restoration is big for us, but the community will be in touch with us. I brought a little stack of these. These are door hangers. To my knowledge, this is something that the city or the county and the state currently don't require, but we do this everywhere we build. And so this is not sales. No one can order service if they wanted to with this. What this does is it gives them a local contact and a local phone number that goes to a, if somebody doesn't answer, it goes voice to text directly to the supervisor for this area. And that way we can get somebody out there if there's any issue with anybody's house with anything that happens. Obviously the most common thing is sprinklers, right? If those occur during build, after a build, all they have to do is get a hold of this phone number and someone will be out there to, you know, address those issues, restoration or repairs, stuff like that. And this is something that we put out there between 2 weeks and 72 hours before the build, depending on how all the other permitting stuff comes in. And again, I think in general, the neighborhoods that we're doing here, it's a very small part, you know, of the city. Once we get started, if we have everything available, it should be, I would say, 4 to 6 weeks of actually us being here and disturbing you folks at all for that portion of the build. But I have some of these I'll leave with you guys just in case somebody comes in once we're building. You can just hand them this if they have an issue with us or with our contractor out there, and this will get whatever it is resolved.
Fantastic. Okay. If you want to give those to our city administrator or our city clerk, if you want, they'll make them available to us as needed.
That's it.
All right, good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you being here. Anyone online? Zoom? Waving her hand?
No, sir.
All right, we can move on then. Next up is our report from our city administrator, Mr. Duffy.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. Just a few things for everybody tonight. First, although Election Day is right around the corner, early voting has begun in South Carolina. The Ray Hopkins Senior Center is one of several sites across Greenville County that is an early voting location and saw long lines today. From now until November 2nd, voters will have the ability to cast their ballots at designated locations from 8:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. every day except for Sunday, October 27th. For those who have mobility issues, there are two designated curbside voting stalls at the Senior Center. From what I've heard, we've experienced a significant turnout today at the Senior Center and appreciate everyone's patience. If a voter is wishing to apply for an absentee ballot by mail, they may call the Greenville County Voter Registration Election Office Absentee Department at 864-467-7264. The last day for their office to receive an absentee application is 5 p.m. Friday, October 25th. And don't forget, you can always cast your ballot on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th, from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. And as voters go to the polls, they will be asked for their opinion on a referendum regarding the county's proposed capital project sales tax. If approved, the one-cent sales tax would fund specific road projects throughout Greenville County, including several projects here in Malden. Projects in or close to Malden include 17 resurfacing projects and also 5 congestion relief and intersection improvements. There's a lot on there, so I'm not going to read them all, but I know that information is out there and available online. According to estimates from SC Department of Revenue, the tax, if approved, would raise an estimated average of $131 million per year, with over 30% of the funds paid by visitors. County Council has limited the project list to roads and bridges in accordance with state law. The tax does have an automatic sunset clause and will expire in 8 years. The tax would be levied on unprepared food, prescriptions or gasoline. And for folks to learn more about this ballot initiative and referendum, they can go to greenvillecountyroads.com. And last but not least is that Halloween will start early in the city of Malden. This Friday, we are inviting the public to join us at the Malden Cultural Center starting at 5 p.m. for a special Malden Chamber Halloween event. There will be more than 25 local businesses and city departments decorating the grounds and handing out candy to ghosts and goblins of all ages. The event will last 2 hours and cap off the evening with our last Friday night flicks at 7 p.m. Friday's movie will be the Halloween classic, Hocus Pocus. The weather forecast looks great, and we hope everyone turns out. That's my update.
Thank you, Mr. Duncan. Just a quick note, the lines were extremely long at the Ray Hobson Senior Center. This morning, parking was at a premium, and if you chose to go around and park in the local corner market there, just pop your head in, tell Joanne you parked there, and she will be gracious to say, that's okay. Just as a courtesy, that's what we do in the city of Malden and surrounding areas. So, thank you, Ms. Chandler. Diane had to park. Bruce Dennis pointed out. It was interesting. All right, next up, reports from our standing committees, Economic Plan and Development, Mr. Magnet.
We're good, Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Public Safety, Ms. King.
Nothing to report at this time, thank you.
Thank you. Public Works, Mr. Crayley.
For some reason, we're quite busy this time with the trees and everything. And I would like to also state there's been a lot of folks saying, hey, FEMA's doing a great job with the cleanup, and that it's the city of Malden, not FEMA. So I'm not saying what they're doing, what they're not doing, but I know what we're doing. So I just want to make sure that was clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Crayley. Finance and Policy, Mr. Reynolds.
Nothing to report, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Recreation, Mr. Allgood.
Thank you, Mayor. Greetings from our nation's capital. We have football and soccer that are closing out their tournaments. Currently, we have baseball and softball in full swing, and with basketball registration, that will end at the end of October. So anyone interested in signing up for basketball, you can sign up now. That's it, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Building codes, Mr. Steenbach's not here. Anyone on the committee have anything?
There is no report from building codes, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Madden. All right, first item, unfinished business, second readings, franchise agreement. Mr. Reynolds.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to pass on second reading the ordinance 1045, the franchise agreement with Frontier Communications.
I have a motion, Mr. Reynolds. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second. Ms. King, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve on second reading the ordinance establishes a franchise agreement with Frontier Communications, say aye.
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 Okay. Those opposed, like sign. Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item before us is new business ordinances on first reading. First item before us is a sewer ordinance from Public Works. Mr. Craven. Well,
okay. This time I got a motion to pass on first reading the changes to ordinance 1046 and the sewer ordinance.
Okay, a motion from Mr. Craylane on requests a change to the City of Malden Utility Ordinance. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second, Ms. King. Is there any discussion?
Just on this, if you don't mind, can you just kind of give a quick summary for what this is?
Yes, sir. So just a kind of a recap where we are. The sewer division has historically maintained that the sewers, city sewer system consists of only the main lines and manholes within the street right-of-way and utility easement. The city has maintained the lateral connections, the homeowners have maintained the lateral connections all the way to the main line. What this change does is it slightly changes that relationship, in that if a homeowner needs assistance with regards to a sewer lateral that's under the public right-of-way beyond their property, then this gives us an avenue very similar to our stormwater division, our stormwater ordinance, which allows for a cost share agreement. And so this is essentially modifying and updating that, so that way on the sewer side we have the same flexibility there.
Anything else, Mr. Professor?
All good. That is a question.
Mr. Allgood.
Thank you, Mayor. I have one quick question on this one. With the seventh bullet point, where it says the compensation of the city will assume ownership and maintenance of the sewer lateral, the way I understand us doing this is to allow the capability or the option for the city to do that maintenance. So my question is, if a citizen that chooses not to use the city and chooses to use a private person to do it, what does the ownership look like at that point if a private entity performs it and not the city?
So in my opinion, sir, it would be that it would still be a private lateral, because as part of the arrangement in the agreement for the city to share in that cost, we get an easement, and that easement designates where our responsibility begins. And so in this case, if they just did it without the city involvement, then the city would not be taking over that lateral.
Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
I think that Mr. Duncan's right. The idea being, once we assume the repair and maintenance of the lateral line, then we were taking responsibility for that, and as opposed to a third party doing the work, would differentiate that scenario. But that raises a good question. It might be worth taking a look at the ordinance before second reading and modifying that language just to clarify it, so that we don't have an issue rise later. Mm-hmm.
That was going to be, Mr. Allgood asked a good question. That was one of mine also, because number 7 tends to put it in conflict here with what we state in 40-08, that we state that it all belongs to the citizen, and we define what the sewer lateral term will be, which is from the property line to whatever the connection is, whether it goes under pavement or under dirt kind of thing. But then in 7 we say but if we do the work to make it better, we'll take ownership of it. And I see a conflict with that, especially given the property owner the right to use a third-party contractor, which we also further state that it would be according to the standards promulgated by the Public Works Department. So sometimes I read this as our cake and eat it too, and that's not what we're setting out to do. If we define the work and the citizen gets it done from the property line to where the connection is by a private contractor, but it's to the standards we would have done, 7 says we're going to take ownership of it. So I agree. I think it ought to be clarified somewhat on second reading, because it's not our intent. But you read this thing and it had a conflict in my simple little brain.
I think it's a good question. I think we need to, before second reading, go and revise that language to clarify it so that it meets council's intent.
I guess what brings that up is this council's intent is fine. Mm-hmm. 10 years from now, depending if this council changes, they got to interpret intent, and the courts have a real issue with intent. So we're smarter than that. As Kim and I remember a conversation we had 5 or 6 years ago, and we had to define or take the word intent out and make it more in code. So I would ask this council to be ultra conservative on that intent statement. Just my thoughts anyway. Anything else? Mr. Rose.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to clarify, so if we do the work, we take ownership. If the private party does the work, we do not. Is that, that's the way I read it. Is that kind of, can we, that's what we're asking to get clarity on?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yes. I have no problem with that. Thank you.
Make my little move, sir. Okay. Anything else? Hearing none, the motion before us is to approve on first reading the proposed changes to the City of Alden Utility Ordinance, I guess that's 40-08. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, like sign. Sorry, Frank, I did. Yep. Those opposed, like sign. Hearing none, the motion carries on first reading 6-0. Thank you.
We're far past 2020, aren't we?
Right. I just need to slow down.
We'll figure it out.
Yep.
You're faster than you would.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Feel free. Quick roll that button. All right. Next item before standing committee items, a resolution on the accommodations tax. Mr. Matnick.
Thank you, Mayor. And Daniel, can we take both of these at one time, or do I need to do them separately?
Let's see, we've got a...
It's fine, we'll take them separately, no big deal. I move that we adopt a resolution creating the Malden A Tax Accommodations Tax Advisory Committee and its bylaws.
All right, I have a motion from Mr. Matney to adopt by resolution the Accommodation Tax Advisory Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Ms. King, any discussion?
Frank has his hand up
again. His hand back up again. Mr. Allgood.
Eric is, yeah, I've got a little pump up again. Real quick question on this one. When it says the advisory committee consists of 7 members, I was curious if this is state law or is this just something that we are recommending, knowing the fact that we have gone through situations with our zoning board and talked about whether or not that should be 3, 5, 7, it's varied over time. So I was just curious if that was mandated by the state or that was just a number that we came up with.
It's mandated, right?
I think Mr. Newhoff has the answer to that.
Yeah, that's mandated by the state. In fact, they get very specific at the formula of who needs to be appointed on that. So it even goes deeper than that, but yes, 7 is the magic number.
Okay, thank you.
That's all the questions on this one.
Okay, thank you. You're all good. Any other questions?
One quick one.
Mr. Rose.
More clarification than anything. One of the things I appreciated about being in this was stipulating that the members serving had to be serving the City of Malden or in the City of Malden in some way. So just a comment that I appreciated that being spelled out within the composition of membership. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. What up? Not all those in favor of the motion to adopt the resolution creating the
A Tax Advisory Committee,
say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, like sign. Hearing none, the motion carries unanimous to adopt the resolution for the A Tax Committee. Back to you, Mr. Matney.
Thank you, Mayor. I move that we appoint the 7 applicants for membership on the ATAX committee.
Okay, for motion is just second.
Second
from Ms. King. Appreciate it. Any discussion? I think those are in your packet.
Sorry, Kaz's hand up again.
Mr. Allgood.
Thank you, Mayor. One more question on this one. So I see that we have 2 representatives from the courtyard by Marriott. I know that we are limited with the amount of hotels that are in the city limits. I'm just making a note. I'm not going to oppose the appointments. What I would like to see in the future, though, as we continue with this, is that we can maybe spread out the locations of where some of these folks are located so that it's more representative of the entire city. But I just wanted to make a note there that if we had any other candidates that could fill that role, that would be great. But I also know how difficult it is to find new candidates. So I do appreciate all those who have volunteered to be a part of this this committee.
Thank you, Mr. Allgood. Well taken. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to accept the appointment of the seven applicants to the Combination Tax Advisory Committee, say aye.
Aye.
With those opposed, like sign. Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously, 6-0. Thank you, sir.
Just get your notes.
All right, the next item on our agenda before us would need to be prefaced with a motion to consider it via the informal method before the motion. What's the pleasure of council?
So moved.
Okay, all right, I have a motion from Mr. Matney that we consider via the informal method the memorandum of understanding with Greenville County regarding utility easement. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second from Ms. King. I believe this is coming also from Public Works expertise. Mr. Crider, would you like to make any preface remarks?
This is 25 foot of sanitary sewer easement or property that it's pretty straightforward. Sorry.
No. Understood. Any questions concerning? You good?
Yeah. All right. Nothing said.
But I can help out if that's all right on this, what the sewer easement is all about. So Greenville County is right now doing a creek restoration project over behind Laurel Meadows. And with that, there is some city sewer easements that we have. And so they're looking to partner with us so they have access to that area to do this stream restoration project. The stream project would stabilize the banks of the drainage feature, protecting the city's sewer easement and preventing potential losses in the city's wastewater collection system. The MOU allows Greenville County to access that easement. We do know that we've got a question about it with regards to there's three properties, tax map numbers listed in the MOU, but one is repetitive. And so we've asked a clarifying question. We did not get that response yet. And we're asking for this on a more expedited process versus would normally go through the committee process and do all this because they're trying to get that work started. So they're just asking us, hey, we have permission to be in this area, and we think it's in the best interest of the city to do so, which is why we put a positive recommendation on it. But we'll clarify that they didn't mean one of these other parcels, or they only meant two parcels along that creek bed.
Mr. Rose.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to clarify, this is the county doing county work on city property. There's no financial impact to the city.
Correct. Yes, sir.
I definitely would not want the city to be standing in the way of a proactive Greenville County stormwater maintenance.
Yeah.
With that, I'm all right.
Well, I'm glad you straightened out. I had it backwards. Like we were doing it.
No, no, sir. No, no. We're cheerleading from the banks.
Yeah, this is a win-win here.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. All those in favor of the motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between the city of Marlette and Greenville County for the stream restoration along the sewer easement adjacent to Laurel Meadows Development, say aye.
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 Motion carries. Those opposed, like sign. Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously. We are now back to the public comment section.
No
public comment. Any questions, Mr. Rock? No, I'm kidding. Council concerns. You are not next item. I'm sorry, Mr.
I just want to take a minute to reiterate my thanks for everything that this staff has done over the past 3 weeks. When you define resilience, I think if you drive the streets of our neighborhoods, you see neighbors doing their part, but you also see our staff out doing their part as well and getting the city back to normal. It's still going to be a while to clean up, but there's not a soul who works for this city in every single department who hasn't put his and her heart and soul and blood, sweat, and tears into getting things back to normal over the past 3 weeks. And I just want to say thank you again.
Thank you, Mr. Mandy. I echo that remark. As we all do, it's not in our heads. So thank you to our staff. Just phenomenal job.
Just one more thing here. The I've had people from other in the county actually come by to see all the dumpsters and all the stuff that we're doing to get the wood out and everything else. So there's just still piling up, and they say, "Well, how'd you get these?" And I said, "Because we're quicker than the county." So I want to compliment all our staff on acting so fast and really getting on top of everything early on. It was just like that, and I think that really helped us get a head start, because I know there's a lot of areas that are moving at a much slower pace, and I think it's because you guys were on top of everything. So thank you.
Absolutely, and echo that. Our staff has been phenomenal, and as I look out in the audience, not only do we have dedicated people, but we have a leadership team that was in place, and that includes you, Mr. Duncan, leading the charge, and everyone I see out there was phenomenal and pitching in and going above and beyond, including sleeping bags and mattresses thrown on the floor or wherever they had to sleep the few hours they might have been sleeping, kind of thing. And the proactive communication, Lauren headed that up and getting the word out. I think we were on every media channel that I previewed. That we were throwing it out there and telling people what we were doing, what we were coming. So this week it has slowed back down to the inquiries. Most of them to me are, what are you going to do about leaf season? And showing a sign of maturity, I said, we'll get right on that. That's what I wanted to say. So we're still picking up limbs and dumping them. It's amazing, and I appreciate it. Keep the comments and the feedback coming, and we'll get right with you and work in. But the opportunities I've had to speak this past week, the praises for this city, I am so proud to be a lifelong member of the city of Malden and to sit up here and have some little input. But you guys made me look really, really good this last 3 weeks. So thank you to all of the council being proactive also. So extremely proud of our city. So keep up the good work. Next week it might be, why didn't you get that trash can picked up? But we got it. So thanks again. Anyone else? You're none. Next item on agenda is potential call for executive session. The pleasure of council, please.
You want to do it or you want me to do it? Do it.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to enter into executive session to consider an economic development matter related to Bridgeway Station as allowed by State Statute 30-4-70A2, as well as enter executive session for a personnel matter to consider the city administrator's evaluation as allowed by State Statute Section 30-4-70A1.
Would you like to do the second, Mr. Mayor?
Sure, Mayor, second.
Second. Thank you, sir. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion in the executive session for the aforementioned matters, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Okay. Those opposed, like sign. Hearing none, we will consider ourselves in executive session. Return upstairs for executive session.